All right, don't blow it. It is the Plant Panther Show podcast. Let's do this. Ah, shit. Is the Plant Panther Show podcast. Oh. Brock Hunter. What?
Wait,
hang on. What? Oh, you're going to put your sunglasses on, your shades on? Oh, wait. You know what?
You got yours?
Hell yeah, I do. Mine's on a lanyard. Hold on. Oh,
see, you got the fishing glasses. See, it's National, what, Shades Day? I feel like a douchebag going right back to the douchebagness, but you know what? It's the National Shades Day. There you go.
Yeah, I wear my sunglasses on the podcast so I can. This is weird because it blocks out like the blue light or whatever
yeah.
it is. So.
Oh, yeah.
No, let's leave them on. Let's leave them on.
What kind of glasses are those?
These are, hold on. They're, I think they're called Mary's. And they're on Amazon and they're polarized and they're $9.99 and they're awesome. This is what I buy. Yep.
Kick him down the street. Doesn't matter, does it? You just go get another one.
Well, and here's the thing, though. I wear these all the time fishing, right? And because they're polarized and they're great fishing glasses. But yeah, mm-hmm. if these fall into the water or get broke, I'm not gonna sit there and go, oh my god, I lost it, because they're $9. You know what I mean?
You don't get the butterflies in your stomach when they drop.
No, I don't even need the lanyard for them. I don't know why. Like, I'm taking care of these nice sunglasses. Whatever. But
it accentuates that nice fishing vest you got on.
That's right. It brings the whole look together. That's what it does. So.
God, I feel like a douchebag wearing these, but we got to. It's National Shades Day. That's why we're doing it. So don't make fun of us too much.
Funny thing is, I don't even call them shades, man. I just call them sunglasses. So
glasses, man.
I look better than you in these sunglasses.
They're like the same glasses. Shut up. Mine are worse because mine are like, I'm trying to be cool with my Folkleys. They are nice though.
No one would know, man. I'm surprised they can get away with that. You know what I mean?
Like especially like, okay. See, can you read this? And these ones don't have it. Damn it. So on my other ones, it says Oaky.
Oh, Oaky.
Oaky. It's like they combine the L and the E.
Okie dokie, these are fake sunglasses.
Yep, pretty much, dude. You know what?
Oh, man. No, dude, it's just, look, if you got the money to buy them, I guess go for it. Who gives a shit? If you want to wear sunglasses or wear expensive sunglasses, wear expensive sunglasses. I'm not going to stop you. I just don't understand it. I guess even if I was a millionaire, it'd be hard for me to just pull the trigger on that. You know what I mean?
Like, it is tough, man, because then you're always conscious about it. See, that's the problem with me. It's like, I can't relax if I have sunglasses that are worth, $300 on my head.
Yeah.
I always know at any given moment, my PlayStation could drop off my head. That's what you're. Well,
here's a good example, dude. I remember I was on a work trip in Mexico, and like halfway through the trip, someone found a pair of Ray-Ban aviators, like the legit Ray-Ban aviators. And then everyone's like, well, Brock, you need sunglasses here. Take them. I'm like, are you sure? You know, we looked around, we checked but some guy lost a pair of like $180 Ray-Ban just in there. And I mean, that's just like setting money down on the table and walking away from
$180 right there. Boom. You walked away with it. You know, that guy had a bad night. I guarantee you. That guy had a rough night. Where's my glasses? Yep. Oh my God.
You know who had them? I did. I was wearing
them. Yeah.
He saw me at the pool later, like, hey, those are my sunglasses. I'm like, no, they're not, bitch.
Yeah. So really the other day, and this is after we talked about this on the radio, speaking of sunglasses, somebody had a real pair of, they're kind of like these, Holbrooks, I guess they call them Holbrooks. And I had my fake ones. And I'm like, oh, I just want to compare them. Dude, there is definitely a significant difference. You know, and I'm still on the side of fake sunglasses because I'm going to break them regardless. That's just going to happen. I'm going to lose them, break them, whatever. But shut up. Are you sleeping?
Oh, no. So you couldn't.
Hey, come on, man. I was wondering why you weren't moving. You look like Weekend at Bernie over there, dude. Fucking wake up. Anyway, there is a significant difference.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you can definitely tell. Mm-hmm. I mean, it may be not a significant difference, but. Yeah, you do put on nice sunglasses. You get that they're nice sunglasses, but Jesus, man, you know.
If you pick them up, you definitely can tell the difference. If I'm wearing from a distance, you ain't gonna know. You ain't gonna know that these are fake unless you get real close. What are you doing? You just get smacked in the face. You're like Bernie.
I'm gonna do. They do this. You have that one guy that always talks to people like this with the sunglasses. He's always like, yeah, so, no. You know, hey, you know, this, what's up? So I don't know what you got talking to. Why is mine so fuzzy? Is it my eyes or is it the actual?
What, your camera?
Yeah, it seems fuzzy.
You got to clean your glasses, Maura.
Is that what it? No, it's even when the glasses are off. It seems fuzzy. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, hey, should we do this podcast now that we've wasted sunglasses? Everyone's like, what are you guys? I'm going to leave them just like this the whole time. All right. It's time for Fact and Opinion on the Plan B After Show podcast. One fact, one opinion. You do what you want with it. We don't care. Let's see. Should we do the Jack Nicholson one?
Yeah.
When Jack. When Jack Nicholson was 37, he found out the woman he thought was his sister was really his mother.
Wow.
What? Dude, that's going to change your whole fucking, that's got to flip your life upside down, right? You know?
Dude, seriously, think about that. Think about, all right, your brother, Logan, right?
Yeah.
Like tomorrow, he's like, hey, man, we got to tell you something. Logan is really your dad.
Yeah, I'd be like, what the fuck?
What is going on? You know, it does. It changes all your experiences. It changes all your memories almost.
Yeah.
Like you weren't hanging out with your brother. You were hanging out with dad the whole time.
Yeah, with dad, you know? Yeah. So obviously, maybe she was really young when she had Jack. I kind of got the Jack eyebrows going right now.
Yeah, he got the glasses. He's always wearing glasses.
He's always wearing glasses, dude. Yeah.
Well, I submit to you that whoever wrote that memo's never faced the working ends of a Soviet-made Cuban AK-47 assault rifle.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That'd be crazy to me. It's just that would literally change your entire life. I mean, it would have to, right? If you think about it, the lady that you thought was your sister was actually your mother, actually gave birth to you, and everyone's been lying to you for 37 years.
Yeah. Finally, you know, they disclose that, hey, this is your mom.
By the way.
Real quick. On
wait, so whose boobs were I sucking? Was I sucking on? Was that grandma's boobs? Oh, God.
That's true. That's funny.
Oh, grandma's boobies. No.
You know? Hey, so what? On a side note, you know, Jack Nicholson has slept with like 12,000 people.
Dude, he has slayed some poonanny. He has absolutely crushed it.
Yeah, it's like they're like, I don't know. I read it somewhere. It's like him, Abdul Jabbar.
No, not Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt Chamberlain. You're right. Wilt Chamberlain.
Gene Simmons from Kiss, apparently.
Gene Simmons, yeah.
Banged a bunch of women. Charlie Sheen, he's banged a bunch of women. Charlie Sheen. Yeah.
But Jack's up there. It's kind of weird. You think like that, Jack Nicholson, huh?
I can see it. I could see it. I could see him being that kind of guy. I could see him being that kind of guy. You know?
God, you could sleep with Jack Nicholson after watching The Shining. You're a special type of person.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Jack, dude, he does that in their vagina. Like he puts his here's Johnny.
Johnny, oh, God. That's funny, dude.
Do the here's Johnny thing. Do the here's Johnny thing. What the fuck, lady?
Here's Johnny. Dude, it was on AMC the other day, and I watched about half of it. God, dude, there's something about that movie. I'm telling you, you need to watch it. You've seen parts of it, right?
I've seen the whole movie. I'm not into that kind of stuff. But it is. It's with the characters that are there, and I think Jack Nicholson really does. He makes that.
Nobody else could do that. Nobody else could do it like he did.
And you and I have talked about this I think you shared with me or I saw it, we went back and forth, but him warming up to do that scene, there's like some released footage of him warming up and you could tell it's like, good God, that is
sitting there with the axe, you know, right before the scene where he's axing the door, trying to get in the bathroom. And he's like, you can see the director walking around the room and he's walking around the director and he's just breathing hard, just trying to get his blood going. It's wild. It's like, dude,
now, you know, Jack, you're not really supposed to murder anybody. You know that, right? It's just fake.
Look at the guy, dude. You're like, oh my, he might be turning, you know,
one of my favorite scenes, with Jack Nicholson is in the movie, The Departed, when he takes that handful of cocaine and he just throws it on the one and he makes the other chick go get it. It's just these coked out strippers that he's with, and he just takes a handful of cocaine and throws it on the one girl, and then he tells the other girl, go get your dinner. And this is Nicholson, face. He makes this Nicholson face like,
Right. Remember you say, yeah, he just nods real slow.
Dude, just that eyebrows up, like, yeah, yeah.
So, dude, yeah, he's got that look. He's got that look. Like, yeah. For instance, there's another scene in The Shining is where it's like a 30 second shot, and it doesn't pan. It just goes close up to his face, and he does. Mm-hmm. He's looking out the window, and he doesn't move. He's just face doesn't move, and he slightly gets a smile on his face too, and like gives me chills just thinking about it. Weird. You watch that scene, and you're like, oh my god, dude, that is
He really murdered those people. That's what it is.
He had to have, dude.
He actually did.
It's not acting, dude.
But I feel like we're doing an honor to Jack Nicholson with that fact and wearing these sunglasses today on this podcast. Yeah, I like
it. Absolutely. National Shades Day, Jack Nicholson Day. You sleeping again? Just because you're wearing shades doesn't mean you could. It's not school.
You know what? That's the only justifiable reason wearing shades indoors is you can fall asleep whenever you're doing it. Yeah,
Is he sleeping or is he dead?
All right. Well, with that said, I think we'll wrap things up here. Thank you so much for hanging out. We appreciate it. It's been the Plan B After Show podcast. We'll be back next time with another fact and opinion. And yeah, go wear your shades, but not indoors, you douchebags. See you next time. Oh!